animal rights extremist groups sue to relist gray wolves. We've got Executive Director Luke Hilgeman with the International Order of T. Roosevelt. Luke, thanks for being with us this morning.
It's great to be with you.
Yeah. Here we go again, right?
It's just never-ending, never-ending saga when it comes to the management and the responsible management of wolf populations across the United States.
Yeah, we know this when it comes to these environmental issues and these animal rights activist issues. It's never going to be enough for them, and they're never going to follow the science. They do not want to follow the science. They only want to follow the political science. For those who aren't, you know, fully tracking this issue of, you know, listing wolves on the endangered species list and then delisting them, give us kind of just a little background, a little summary from your perspective.
Yeah, so the gray wolf population should be a national conservation success story. These are wolves that have come back into the landscape on not only the western slope, but here in the Great Lakes where I'm from as well. These populations have grown to a place where they used to require federal endangered species protection, but in every state that now has a growing wolf population, we've reached the threshold to allow those wolves to be transferred back to the management of the state. Unfortunately, as we've done this multiple times, and it seems to be, like you said, a political football that keeps getting back kicked back and forth between the feds and the states, we have activist judges, like we have here in California in this example, where they've intervened and said that even though we've met all of the thresholds for these populations of animals to be responsibly managed by the state, they don't like that. And they intervene on behalf of these rogue, radical animal rights groups that are out there to try and basically stop us from managing these populations of predators. And here in my home state of Wisconsin, and I know you guys have similar experiences in Montana, the wolves are decimating our deer population. We have five counties here in my home state of Wisconsin where deer have killed, or where wolves have killed more deer than hunters have for multiple years in a row. Unlike Montana, where you guys are still able to be able to manage them, we don't have any way to manage our wolf population, and it's blowing up out of control. The latest population estimates put the wolves at 1,000 here in Wisconsin. We believe that number is at least 3 to 4 times that size because our Department of Natural Resources isn't very good at counting them either. And so, unfortunately, we have this political football, as you've clearly stated, that gets kicked back and forth, and nobody really wins. The only people that are winning seem to be the animal rights groups who continue to raise hundreds of millions of dollars to support their radical cause at the expense of all of us who are left to deal with the problem.
Yeah, I saw an Associated Press headline back in February, so just what, a couple months ago, a little over a couple of months ago here, U.S. won't restore protections for wolves in the Rockies, proposes national recovery plan. Federal wildlife officials rejected requests from conservation groups. They're not conservation groups. They're radical environmental activists. But anyway, to restore protections for gray wolves across the northern U.S. Rocky Mountains. But here's my problem. I'm glad you mentioned the courts and you mentioned these activist judges, because this is what happens time and time again. They will allow these federal judges to do the dirty work for them. They'll say, oh, no, we don't want to relist the wolves. And then they'll have the judges that they put on the bench do the dirty work for them and rule on behalf of these radical environmental groups. We see that time and time again, especially with timber policy.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. And most of the time, these federal judges are thousands of miles away from the states in which they're making these rulings that have to deal with the outcomes of this bad policy and these bad legal judgments. And so, again, our organization, IOTR, is in this fight. We believe, and I'm actually the citizen here in Wisconsin who sued my state government when they tried to stop our wolf hunt, our statutorily required wolf hunt, from moving forward, and won. And the department had to open a season. We killed 218 wolves in 72 hours. And this is the type of responsible management that it's going to take to make sure that there's an equal balance in our ecosystem. We're not saying that all of the wolves need to be killed. That's not at all what we're saying. We believe that they need to be responsibly managed just like any other population of wild game.
So the three groups, we're very familiar with these three groups because they're, you know, the three radical groups that are always filing suit. You've got the Center for Biological Diversity, the Humane Society of the United States, you know, our friends in agriculture are always good about reminding people, look, the HSUS, the Humane Society of the United States, they're not your local animal shelter. They are a radical left-wing animal rights activist group. They are anti-agriculture. They are anti-responsible game management. And then, of course, the Sierra Club's in on it as well.
Yeah. And again, these are the top, like you said, the top anti-hunting radical environmentalist groups that have collectively, these three groups alone, have an annual operating budget of almost $500 million. Yes, $500 million. And so if you do a little bit of research, you can track back why do these groups, they say that they're in this for the welfare and well-being of animals, but in reality, if you look at what they're paying their executives, they're in it to pay millions of dollars to their top executives and use these issues for political gain for the candidates that they support, and 98% of them are radical liberals from all across the country.
Yeah, you're calling on this lawsuit to be thrown out immediately. We can only hope that takes place. They're very good about judge shopping, and not to make everything political, but frankly, it is. We've got the most important U.S. Senate race in the country here in Montana, and look, the reason we have these radical environmental activist judges on the federal bench here in Montana is because they get appointed, they get nominated by the President of the United States with confirmation from the United States Senate. So the president will rely on the senior senator from their party in that respective state to nominate to provide names for these judges. So look, if we don't want the radical environmental groups to keep working in tandem with these left-wing federal judges, that's why elections matter.
Amen. And as hunters, unfortunately, we have the data that backs this up. Less than half of America's hunters are voting on a regular basis. So going back to what you just talked about, we continue to see these types of things coming against our sport and our heritage, but at the same time, too many of us are sitting it out. We can be that deciding factor that will hopefully put people in office that believe like we believe, that want more opportunities for hunting, fishing, and conservation to take hold in America. And instead, we are left with these radicals who put these people in these places because we're just sitting it out.
That's right. And what did you say you're in Wisconsin? Is that where you're at, Wisconsin?
Yes, sir.
The
yes,
hunters sir. Of Wisconsin could win back this country, just like the folks here in Montana can win back this country as well. Wisconsin is a battleground state. If just the hunters alone, given how many there are in Wisconsin, were to get engaged in these elections and in this fight, man, it would have dramatic results in a battleground state like that. Luke, appreciate your time. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for what you're doing with the International Order of T. Roosevelt.
Thank you so much, Aaron.